Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 26th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we'll be talking about branching out. I recently had the opportunity to be interviewed by journalist Gary Stern for an article in Investment Business Daily about a New York small business owner's plans to branch out into multiple locations. Gary asked some good questions about why a store would decide to open branches and what issues should be considered. So whether you're just starting your first store or already have several locations, I invite you to think about the opportunities that growth presents, as well as the pitfalls. Perhaps I should start by mentioning that our shop, Orange Tree Imports, is celebrating its 35th anniversary this year. We are still in our same single location, although we have put an addition on our building and also bought the store next door and connected it to ours. People often ask me, as Gary Stern did, why we never opened another store. Perhaps one reason is that expanding in place allowed us to grow without opening a branch. I must admit that opening a new store has a certain romantic appeal, just as falling in love again would for someone who's been married for a long time. There's so much excitement around selecting a location, designing a store to fit the new space, selecting merchandise, hiring all new staff, and opening up the store for the first time. But for me, that potential excitement is outweighed by the fact that I know I can't be in two places at one time. And my feeling that being present is one of the things that makes an independent retailer successful. I'm also not motivated by the possibility of making more money with more than one store, even though I know that there's a limit to how much income can be generated by a single location. For some retailers, though, the idea of additional profits is a strong motivation, and it is true that from an economic standpoint, having more than one store may be more efficient. You can pool the buying for all your locations, which is particularly effective if you're doing direct importing. There are other economies to be had, from purchasing supplies in bulk to centralized bookkeeping and advertising. The drawback of the owner not being present can be overcome by hiring wonderful managers and keeping them motivated and involved. More than one store has opened a branch in order to give a son or daughter, or a stellar employee, the chance to manage their own shop. One of the first questions you need to ask in determining whether a branch will be successful is whether you've created something that can be replicated. Because your brand image is on the line, you want to make sure that you've standardized the customer experience enough that everyone entering any one of your stores will receive the same excellent customer service and be offered a similar shopping experience. Once you've decided to branch out, there are many decisions to be made. The first are similar to the questions you struggled with when you opened your first store. Do you have enough capital, and do you have the right location? Opening a branch store is an ideal opportunity to bring in new investment money. You can set up a partnership with someone who will have a stake in the new branch, perhaps the person who's going to manage the store. If you want to open many branches, look into the idea of setting up a franchise agreement. This is a complicated process, but a great way to expand beyond your own financial limitations. The key to selecting a location for a branch is to find one that has a demand for the products that you carry, so be sure to do a market study just as you did for your first location, and one that is far enough away from the other store that will not cannibalize the sales of the mother store. There's some gruesome imagery in that phrase, but it comes down to not wanting to diminish the original store by opening a second one. Once you've selected a new location, you need to be sensitive to the fact that the market will be slightly different in the second shop, even if it's in another part of the same city. Here in Madison, Wisconsin, there's a very different vibe on the east and west side, as well as in the student-dominated downtown. If we were to open a branch here, we would have to give our manager some leeway to carry just the right merchandise mix for that location. This sensitivity to the local market is one of the things that sets an independent specialty shop, even one that is a regional chain, apart from its big box national competitors. It's important to put systems in place that centralize communication among your stores. So you will undoubtedly want to use a POS that sends reports to the home office to track what is selling. Another factor to consider is how you will handle staff training and motivation in more than one location. Some stores make creative use of online resources and video to keep far-flung staff members in the loop. Computers and the internet make the transfer of data and other information among branches instantaneous. Your own time management may be challenged by running more than one store. It's important that you get comfortable with the idea of relinquishing real power to your branch managers, and that you realize that your role will be different than it has been in the past. You will need to meet regularly with the management team from each store, making sure that everything is running smoothly. This supervisory role is different from those you may have played in the past, when you were mostly a buyer or personnel manager or salesperson. We recently had the opportunity to hear Gordon Siegel, owner of Crate & Barrel, speak at the Merchandise Mart in Chicago. I've always admired his stores, especially their visual merchandising and product selection. Siegel is clearly very proud of the 160 stores he owns and his 700 employees. But when he was asked about specific items, he said that he hadn't been involved in product selection for over a decade. The decision as to whether to branch out is one that you need to make based on how you see your role in your business in the future and what your ambitions are for your store's growth. Orange Tree Imports will never be a Crate & Barrel because of the decisions that we have made not to expand. But if you have the talent and aspirations of a Gordon Siegel, opening a branch store can be a great way to provide more jobs, take advantage of the economy of scale that comes from pooling your expenses and buying, and grow your business to be a greater financial success. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is Dirty Bookmarks, including Worms, Grubs, Bacon, and a Flattened Banana from Say Cheese Designs. Now, this is a current item, and I'm proud to say it's from Wisconsin. These are images of things that are the exact opposite of anything you ever should put in a book. So if you'd like to carry these in your store, they're available from saycheesedesigns.com. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I invite you to read my weekly blog, which is now posted at specialtyshopretailing.com, and I hope you'll join the Specialty Shop Retailing fan page on Facebook. Please feel free to email me with ideas for future podcasts at orangetreeimports@mac.com. And until then, happy retailing.